Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, hello there, boys and girls. Say, how are you feeling today, huh? Hibbity-skibbity? Well, all right then, come on up around your radios and let's have a lot of fun. Hey, what do you say we start off with a funny song, huh? A crazy funny song. All right, here we go with a crazy song. I was walking down the street one day in the balmy summer's breeze. The weather was so awfully hot, I thought that I would freeze. So I sat down and rested until I got so tired. I ate till I was hungry, then I slept till I retired. Oh, what makes me crazy? I wish you'd let me know. What makes me crazy? What makes me go on so? I'd run away and leave it all, but I can't take the chance, 'cause I'm so fat that when I run, my breath comes in short pants. One time way up in Africa, when the day was burning hot, I started out to hunt a lion. I thought I'd get a shot. Well, the lion started after me, but I fooled him by heck. I ran onto a frozen lake, and he slipped and broke his neck. Oh, what makes me crazy? I wish you'd let me know. What makes me crazy? What makes me go on so? Now you may think I'm lying. If so, I hope I burst. That lion chased me from July 4th to January 1st. Well, that was a crazy song, all right. Well, how'd you like it, Squeaky?
Oh, boy, that was fine. You know, I like crazy songs, don't you?
Oh, sure. Crazy songs make you laugh, and when you laugh, you're happy, and that makes me happy.
Well, that's right, but say, when are we going to start the pickup parade?
Well, right away, but first I think you ought to say hello to all the boys and girls, don't you?
Oh, sure. Well, hello, boys and girls.
Well, you know, Squeaky's my little pal, boys and girls, and he certainly is a big help to me, too. Well, for goodness sakes, Popcorn. Well, what's all the barking for? Oh, Popcorn wants to say hello to the boys and girls, too. All right, go ahead. That's fine. You see, girls and boys, Popcorn is my watchdog. Oh, all right, Popcorn says it's time for our pickup parade, so let's get started. Say, this is lots of fun, too. Now, first, I want all of you to stand up in front of your radios. Hurry up now, that's the idea. And I'm going to have Squeaky turn on our secret electric eye so I can see you right through your radios. Now, stand up real straight now. Turn on the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, Happy Hank, here she goes.
Ah, hear that buzz? Well, that's the old electric eye working.
Oh, boy, just look at all the boys and girls out there.
Yes, sir, he say, we're going to have a wonderful pickup parade today. Turn off the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay.
And now, boys and girls, here's what we're going to do. When I blow the whistle like this, you start marching around the room and pick up newspapers and books and toys and put them where they belong. Yes, sir, we're going to help Mother tidy up the room in a hurry. Now, I'll blow the whistle again, and then I'll want to see who can finish the job first, the boys or the girls. That's right, we're going to have a race.
And I hope the girls win.
Well, why do you want the girls to win, Squeaky?
Well, because I like the girls.
All right, you be for the girls and I'll be for the boys. Popcorn will watch the clock and tell us when the pickup parade is over. Oh, Popcorn says we'd better hurry up and get started. All right, now, everybody stand up straight like soldiers and sailors and wax and waves. Tension. There's a whistle. And now, forward march. Left, 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 right, left, 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 right, left. Pick it up, pick it up, bumpty, bumpty, bum. Pick it up, bumpty, bumpty, bum. Pick it up, put it up, lay it on the shelf. Don't leave it for Mother, but pick it up yourself. Left, left, and the left, right, left. Now look in all those places where things get to sometimes, you know, when you don't pay much attention to them. Look under the tables and under the chairs, and back of the door, in the corners, all those places. Say, and when Mother comes in and sees what a dandy job you've done in that pickup parade, boy, won't her eyes sparkle. Hurry up now. Pick it up, this is lots of fun. Pick it up, let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. Left, 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 right, left, left, left and a left, right, left. Hurry up now, race is almost over. Popcorn is looking at the clock. He's all ready to jump up in the air and bark. And look out, there he goes. All right, Popcorn, I'll blow the whistle. Now, the pickup parade is over.
And I wonder who won the race. I hope the girls did.
Well, turn on the electric eye and we'll have a look, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
Boy, oh boy, just look, Squeaky.
Say, it looks like everybody finished at the same time.
Well, let's find out. Hey, all the girls, hold up your hands. Oh, my goodness, so many hands. All right, put your hands down. Now, all the boys, put up your hands. Well, say, that's wonderful. All right, boys, put your hands down.
Well, who won, the girls?
Nope.
Oh.
No, sir, Squeaky, it's a tie.
What, a tie? Well, I'm glad the girls didn't lose anyway, and I'll bet you they win the next time.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure about that, because those boys are pretty fast picker-uppers themselves. Oh, say, boys and girls, I've got a dandy riddle right now. Now, you listen real carefully and see if you can answer this riddle, and if you can't, I'll tell you before the program is over. Let's see now. Here's the riddle. It's a sticker. What is it that always keeps its hands over its face? Did you get it? What is it that always keeps its hands over its face? Now, you think about that, and later on, I'll tell you the answer.
Oh, I know. It's a...
Now, Squeaky, you keep quiet, because I want the girls and boys to figure it out.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but I bet you I know.
Well, never mind about that, because you could be wrong, you know. What's that, Popcorn?
Well, Popcorn says he knows the answer, too.
Yeah, of course he does. Popcorn is smart, boy. Well, now, boys and girls, it's time for our slogan song.
Oh, what is a slogan, Happy Hank?
Well, now, you just listen. Our slogan says, I will be healthy. I will stay healthy. Now, listen. I'll make this rule and keep it, too. I will stay healthy. I'll do the things I ought to do. I will stay healthy. I'll get my share of vitamin and never show up pale and thin. The healthy kid's the one to win. I will stay healthy. Yes, sirree, boys and girls, when you're healthy, you're always happy, and that makes Mother and Dad happy, too. So you just keep saying, I will stay healthy. What's that, Popcorn? Oh, yes, Popcorn says it's time for our story today. And so, boys and girls, listen to the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. It's time for a chapter now. You know, Squeaky and Sputters are two little cowboys who live on a big ranch way out in the west. Now, the name of the ranch is the S Bar S. And they wear regular cowboy clothes, you know, big hats and red shirts and handkerchiefs about their necks and high-heeled boots. And they have a pair of ponies that they ride, and... Oh, but wait a minute. Say, here comes Squeaky and Sputters now. Well, hello there, Squeaky and Sputters.
Well, hello there, Happy Hank.
Yeah, hi there, Happy Hank, old pal. Say, I certainly am glad to see you fellas here. You know, it's a funny thing, but I was just telling the boys and girls all about you. But now that you're here, you can just do it yourself. Boys and girls, let me introduce Squeaky and Sputters in person.
And we're mighty glad to see everybody here, too.
Yeah, you bet. We're going to have some swell times together, too. You see, I'm the good-looking one, and...
Now, wait a minute, Sputters. I've got an idea.
Huh? Does it hurt?
No. I mean, I think I'll tell the boys and girls what you look like, and you can tell them what I look like.
Yeah. Okay, but don't forget to tell them how good-looking I am.
Well, I'll tell them nothing but the truth. Well, boys and girls, Sputters is taller than I am, and he's slimmer, too. And he has blue eyes and a freckled face and red hair, and he has one tooth out right in the middle of his mouth. Yeah, but Sputters is a mighty fine fellow, and he's my best friend, too. All right, Sputters.
Well, but boys and girls, I guess you can see that I'm a mighty pretty feller. Now, when I get all dressed up in my blue hat with the pink band, and my green suit, and my yellowish shirt with the purple stripes, and...
Hey, now, Sputters, you're supposed to tell the boys and girls about me.
Oh, yeah, but that's right. I got to thinking how good-looking I am, and I just clean forgot it. Well, Squeaky is sort of short. He's not fat, but he's just sort of mashed down, you know. He has brown eyes and blonde wavy hair, and he's sure enough a fine feller, too. And I guess he...
Oh, that's enough about me. And we've got a little dog, and Popcorn is his name, and here he is. You see?
Hey, so Squeaky, let's tell him about old Black Tom the Outlaw, too, huh?
Say, Sputters, that's a good idea. Well, boys and girls, Black Tom was a mean old cattle rustler. Now, a cattle rustler...
I'll tell him. Okay, cattle rustler is a feller that steals cattle.
That's it. Well, he stole our cattle one time, and it made us sort of mad.
Yeah, it made me so mad.
Well, we started after him, and his hideout was way up in the mountains. But just the same, we saddled our ponies, and we went to get him. But before we could capture him, he captured us.
Yeah, but we outsmarted him. We got away.
We sure did. We not only got away, but we captured him and brought him back and turned him over to the sheriff.
Yeah, and he's still in jail, too. Boy, when we could catch him, they should stay caught.
Yes, sir, he's still in jail. In fact, we were just getting ready to ride into town from our S-Bar-S ranch and see him.
Yeah, we look in on him once in a while to see that he hadn't twisted the bars of the jail and got away again.
Oh, boy, if he was to get away, it would be too bad for us, because he said he was going to get even with us.
Hey, maybe all the boys and girls would like to go with us to see Black Tom the Outlaw.
Oh, I never thought of that. Well, boys and girls, if you would, you just listen to what Happy Hank has to say. Well, goodbye, Happy Hank.
Yeah, goodbye, Happy Hank. So long.
Well, so long, boys. Say, I certainly want to go with you. And say, boys and girls, if you'd like to go with us, you just be in front of your radios the next time Happy Hank is on the air, and we'll all go with the boys on the next adventure of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, say, it's time for the answer to our riddle. Did you get it? What always keeps its hands over its face? Well, it's the clock. Well, it's birthday time now. Let's see who has a birthday. Now, all the boys and girls who have birthdays, put up your hands. Oh, look at that. What a lot of birthdays. And look at those big, happy smiles. All right, put your hands down, and here we go with the birthday song. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you.